With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Americans picked up their spending from October to November as the unofficial holiday season kicked off.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.3% in November from October. Economists were expecting a 0.2% drop for November. Excluding car and gas sales, sales were up 0.6%. Online sales rose 1%. Electronic and appliance sales, however, were down 1.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe said restaurants business was up 1.6%, while sales at furniture stores rose 0.9%. Sales at department stores fell 2.5%. The number of Americans filing for jobless claims fell last week as the labor market continues to thrive amid high interest rates and still elevated inflation. Of applications fell by 19,000 to 202,000 for the week ending December 9th. That's according to the Labor Department. Also at SRNNews.com, Senator Josh Hawley led the charge by Republicans yesterday against a Biden judicial nominee with ties to a campus group that prays Palestinian attacks against Israel.
This is a moral issue.
Hawley felt Abdil Abdullah Manji was too vague in separating himself from anti-Semitic remarks by the director of a campus group he was involved with at Rutgers University.
Senator, I am not in a position to make any policy pronouncements about actions in the Middle East.
Does Israel have a right to exist?
Yes.
But when asked whether American Jews should be safe in their homes and on campus.
Senator, there is
no yes one. Or no. Please spare me the lectures. Yes or no.
Bob Agner reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 65 points, but the NASDAQ is down 5. This is SRN News. A battle over buses in Washington, D.C. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Christian ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste and decency. Officials agreed to the change as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found that the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. This is SRN News. A UN report says Taliban officials are sending Afghan women to prison to protect them from violence by men.
According to the report, the Taliban is sending women to prison if they have no male relatives to stay with or if the male relatives are considered unsafe. Afghan authorities have also asked male relatives for commitments or sworn statements that they'll not harm a female relative. Before the Taliban seized power in 2021, there were 23 state-sponsored women protection centers in Afghanistan where survivors of gender-based violence could seek refuge. The UN says that now there are none. I'm Donna Warder.
Three people arrested in coordinated actions across Denmark and one person in the Netherlands. Officials say they were plotting to carry out an act of terror, and they call the situation extremely serious. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.